最近に行ってないシンポジウム。アイアン元彦大阪ベースのユニバーシティオブ東京。I will talk on our calculation of catalytic BBN with precise reaction rate, calculated by Professor Kamimura recently. In the early universe of temperature of the order of 10 to the power of 9 Kelvin, the nucleus, Dieckmann nucleosynthesis occurs. In the high temperature environment, the neutron and proton effectively interact with background particles and their vulnerabilities are in equilibrium values. And when the temperature of the universe decreases to about 1 MeV, weak interaction results and neutrinos decouple from photons. Neutron and proton conversion reactions result and electrons and positrons annihilate. And as temperature decreases, nuclear reactions result gradually and final abundance is obtained. This figure shows the light element abundance as a function of cosmic temperature. And the lithium-6 is, in standard Big Bang nucleosynthesis, the lithium-6 is produced by D alpha gamma reaction and destroyed by P alpha, lithium-6 P alpha reaction. Lithium-7 is produced by P alpha gamma reaction and destroyed by lithium-7 P alpha reaction. And beryllium-7 is produced by beryllium-3 alpha gamma. And in standard Dieckmann nucleosynthesis model, the light element up to lithium thought to be produced. And in standard BBN, it has only three parameter variant to photon ratio eta. And this figure shows the light element abundance as a function of eta. And these blue lines are theoretical predictions. And this yellow band corresponds to the WMAP inferred eta. And this green band shows the observation. And helium-4 and deuterium their abundance is consistent with observation. But as for lithium-7 abundance, the theoretical prediction and observation has differences in its abundances. The primordial lithium abundances are observed in metal clusters, and this figure shows the lithium abundance as a function of metallicity. Observed values of lithium 7 abundance is shown by the red line, and this level is about 3 times smaller than the WMAP CMB, 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 CMB plus EVN prediction. And recently, in metal poor stars, lithium 6 has been observed, detected, and the detective level is shown by this blue line. And this level is about 1,000 times higher than the standard BBM prediction. And this is a lithium 6 problem. And other candidates of lithium 6 producing mechanisms, many mechanisms are suggested. As one candidate, the structure formation shock in accelerated alpha-alpha fusion reaction might be the cause of the high lithium 6 abundance. But we, however, studied a non-standard Big Bang nucleosynthesis model with exotic particles, as many researchers in attending to this workshop did. The BBN model with negatively charged massive particles recently much studied. And the charged particle X minus recombined with nucleus and produce the exotic atomic state. And this exotic state might experience exotic nuclear reaction. And the goal of our study is to check if the lithium 6 and lithium 7 problems are resolved in dynamical BBN calculation, taking account of combination of X minus by nuclei, as well as many possible nuclear reactions of X1 nuclei. I explain the technical details of our model. First, we estimated binding energies of nuclei, many nuclei with X minus. Assumptions are X minus has been zero, charge minus is much greater than the nuclear mass of the order of 1 GeV. And we assume nuclei have Gaussian charge distribution. And in this, if one assumes the Gaussian type distribution, the Coulomb potential is given by this one. We solve the two-body Schrödinger equation by a variational calculation. This method is developed by the Professor Kamimura's group. In estimating binding energy, we adopted the charge radius for these nuclei. Then we used the experimental values if the experiments exist. And the obtained binding energies are listed in this line, and the binding energies are of the order of 0.1 to 1 MeV. And next, the thermonuclear reaction rates are estimated. And first, we only consider the non-resonant reaction. For neutron capture, radiative neutron capture reaction, this reaction rate is independent from the has no energy dependence. We took the sigma V value as the same as the standard BDN value. As for the reaction of charge particle, we took the S factor from the standard BBN reaction and collected the nuclear charges and reduced mass number and reduced number. And we changed reaction Q value taking account of binding energy. And Postero suggested that the rate of X transfer reaction, this reaction is enhanced by 7 orders of magnitude more than that of the Helium-4 alpha gamma reaction. And the Hamaguchi et al. Carried out a theoretical quantum mechanical calculation of this reaction. And we took the results by Hamaguchi et al. And reaction, resonant reaction through atomic excited state of boron HX is suggested by Bird et al. And we adopted this process and added the similar T gamma reaction through atomic excited state of boron 9X in order to check the flow to the higher mass region. But this reaction was not effective since its threshold energy is relatively high. After Bird et al. Suggested the resonant reaction to the atomic excited state, he proposed that there is atomic state, atomic ground state between a nuclear excited state of boron A and X minus system. As for beryllium 8X, X transfer reaction through an atomic state to beryllium 9 and plus X is suggested by Postero. Explain the details of this reaction. Resonance reaction rate is given by this equation, and omega gamma is defined by this, and in this expression, gamma gamma is gamma decay width, and gamma L is the particle decay width into two charged particles of relative angular momentum L, and expressed as this equation. And for this reaction, we deduce the spin parity for boron H 0.77 megaelectron volt to be 1 plus from the conjugate analog state of boron H, lithium H, 1 plus state. And we assume that this resonant reaction proceeds through a key wave. reduce with gamma decay with from the corresponding standard nuclear rate and collecting the charge and reduce mass. We estimate that the particle with including X particle to be given by this equation. First, we assume that the uniform charge distribution radius of this for the estimation of binding energy of nuclides and X minus particles. Then for this reaction, the threshold energy of this this reaction is found to be 0 megaelectron volts by accident, and we found that if threshold energy is about 330 kiloelectron volts, this reaction channel contributes to destroying barium 7X. But Professor Kamimura pointed out that this charge radius is too small relative to the experimental value, and finally, this resonance is found to be too high to operate effectively. Then we calculate winding energy using the more realistic charge radius. In standard BBN, the temperature and baryon to photon ratio eta and electron chemical potential and nuclear abundance is
to the actual network. So how do you treat recombination of X particles and beryllium 7 nucleus? This is not a trivial problem, that's what I'm trying to say, right? And this rate, among other things, it's a bottleneck rate. So if you make a mistake in this rate, it translates directly to your outcome, right? The recombination of beryllium 7 and an X particle has a nuclear input there, because there is a beryllium 7 excitation, which is 400 kV apart from the ground state, and that creates additional resonant contribution. So, and the positions of these resonances, as was pointed out, indeed, it's particle mass dependent. It's not known very well. So what I'm trying to say is there is a significant uncertainty in the main recombination of beryllium 7 with X. So what did you take for this recombination?
I took the rate given by Orion.
Not a good idea, because they use the most simplistic formula with exactly hydrogen-like wave functions, and here the wave functions are quite a bit different. So this is you take very very sophisticated nuclear rates, but then the capture rate is uncertain by a factor of 2 or 3, and that's not for if you went as far as having a very good nuclear rates, you should also have a very good recombination rate. Otherwise, it's not.
For example, my radio consisted in fixing for halopita.
Which is for hydrogen.
The hydrogen, I mean, it's a consistent. But compared with your three reaction rate, mainly there the factor very different in factor
yes, this counts, right? Yeah. I mean, this translates directly to the results.
Yeah. I know the area I'm talking about.
In this network calculation, in this reaction sector that we included recombination and new type of BBN reaction. And for the nuclear abundance, and the we use the this reaction network that we consider the nuclei up to carbon isotopes. And this figure shows the included reaction along, shown by the arrow along the directions of positive Q values. And after calculating this type of Bickman nucleosynthesis, these reactions have more or less contribution to producing and destroying the lithium 6x and lithium 7x and beryllium 7x. And today, I present the results of catalyzed BBN with precise reaction rates by Professor Kamimura, presented in the previous talk. And those reactions are involved. And as for this X-catalyzed transfer reaction to produce lithium 7 and beryllium 7, Seibert et al. 2006 estimated by using the virtual photon model and obtained the relatively large reaction rate. And we, in this paper, we neglected this rate, considering the angular momentum transfer. And the Kamimura et al. Obtained the finite value of this reaction rate, which are smaller than the rate in Seibert et al. And as for this lithium 6x p alpha x reaction, that Kamimura's result is about the same as deduced from standard BBN rate. And as for this reaction, the calculated reaction rate is about the one third of that from standard BBN. But the this uncertainty of this reaction does not make significant change on the resulting total lithium 7 abundance. And as for this reaction, the Kamimura et al. Obtained the reaction values similar to that in Bird et al. But the reaction rate has much difference.
Say that the capture reaction of going into beryllium 7x as a resonant contributions. Those resonances also depend on the mass of the X particle. So this is not going to be the full story, right? So this there is another resonant contribution. I mean, maybe somebody could convincingly show that this resonance is not important, but it's something on the order of, you know, we're close to the surface, 50 keV from the surface. If I make a mass actually smaller, it moves up and makes the capture more efficient. So I would suggest
the capture.
Yeah,
I would capture into the excited state is 40% cross section.
Yeah, I would actually suggest that you'd. I would actually do you know, include it consistently also in the beryllium 7X combination, because there also the resonant rates depend on the mass of the heavy particle, and that will alter your predictions and for the mass difference.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it depends on the particle you're interested. You're not interested in such a precise reaction rate. So, yeah. So in 2006, I adapted the very simplified reaction on translation. But at that time, it's okay. So if you consider this kind of precise translation, yeah, it's argument of the such a resonant capture rate might be important. But the tendency is like that your scenario produces a higher.
Yeah, if there is a resonance, so if there's two S resonances pushed upward, then it has to be a factor of the, So, but what I'm trying to say that it's there is another piece of nuclear physics that is as important as the rest.
We included those reaction rates by this shows the light element abundance as a function of cosmic temperature. And the top panel corresponds to the normal nuclei, and the bottom panel is corresponds to the X nuclei. And, for this calculation, we first assumed that the abundance of X particles is 0.1 times baryon density, and the decay lifetime of X is infinity. And this left part of the this figure is the same as in standard BDN, and when the temperature decreases to about 0.5 times the 10 to the power of 9 Kelvin, the beryllium 7 recombines with X minus, and it decreases, and beryllium 7X is produced. And the produced beryllium 7X is destroyed by this resonant reaction suggested by Bird et al. And the thick solid black line corresponds to the reaction rate for mass mx equals to infinity, and the thin black line corresponds to the case for 50, 100, and 500 gigahertz thrombolic, and the in this part beryllium 7x is destroyed, and beryllium 9x is produced by the beta plus decay of boron 8x. But the mass dependence of the result is relatively small. And lithium 6 is produced by helium 4 XDX reaction, and at the same time, the lithium 7 is produced by the helium 4 XDX reaction here. In the case adopting the enhancement factor by cyber tester, the lithium 7 is produced very much. But if I take the camelidal state, the production of lithium 7 is small. And in order to check the effect of different reaction rates, we calculated the nucleosynthesis, assuming that the decay life of X minus is infinite, and adopting the abundance of X as a parameter. The dotted line corresponds to the lithium abundance observed in metal clusters, and this line is the calculation result of lithium 6 abundance. Lithium 6 abundance is produced by helium 4 XDX, and in the region of higher, very high YX region, the lithium 6 is destroyed by the recombination followed by the P alpha X minus reaction. And lithium 7, for lithium 7, in this part, lithium 7 is destroyed by the beryllium 7 XP gamma reaction. And this slight uprise is caused by the transfer reaction. We calculated nucleosynthesis taking the lifetime and abundance of X minus part 2 as parameters. In this region, the lithium 6 is produced much, and in this region, lithium 7 is destroyed. But and this region of slightly large lithium abundance is caused by the X catalyzed transfer reaction to make lithium 7 nuclei. As Bard et al. Suggested, if the X minus part 2 interacts by weak charge photon, the beryllium 7 X is X decays to lithium 7 plus X0, and the produced lithium 7 is destroyed by lithium 7 P alpha reaction, or the reaction followed by the P alpha X reaction. So in this case, destruction mechanism is different from the previous case. So the this result of contours are slightly changed. And in this part, the lithium 6 and lithium 7 problems are resolved. I summarize my talk. We calculated life element abundances during BBN with negatively charged massive particles dynamically with precise reaction rates derived by Professor Kamimura. And the main point of it not changed so much. And lithium 6 problem and lithium 7 problems are resolved. And the quantum mechanical model calculations are necessary to estimate the reaction rate of catalyzed BBN and obtain realistic results of light element abundance. And from the results by Professor Kamimura, transfer reactions to produce lithium 6, 7 and beryllium 7 is not so efficient. Thank you for your attention.
I'm a little bit confused because you also consider the internal conversion of x minus x there in your previous slide. But you only consider it's different regime.
Yes.
Why did you mention this in that picture? Yeah, it showed me. Completely different regime.
It's in fact, in this case, the destruction of beryllium is regulated by, as Professor Ospero said previously, the recombination of beryllium 7 nuclei. And this
Casanova reporting has a very similar model, right?
Yeah, yeah. And we consider additional effect.
So you can also, you know, capture lithium 7 and transfer it to helium and so on. So you could have more intricate life with this stuff.
Yeah.
A
chain of.
Maybe for possible, in principle, depends on the mass splitting and details of it. But beryllium 7 will always go to beryllium 7 because there is an energy excess in beryllium 7.
And then once you make helium 7, it's not going to stick around.
Yeah, that is completely different regime. How to do it
here? It is not so related to the reaction phase.
What do you mean by different regime? The time?
Yeah, but before in time.
Yeah, it's shifted a little bit earlier in time because from this proton destruction, you have to wait until the photons are depleted until the right moment. So that this proton burning occurs exactly at G9 of something, 0.25 or 0.3, and the internal conversion can happen earlier, so because it's very fast process, so the photons have no time to destroy it. Microscopically fast.
Yeah.
So it, and then it shifted to earlier. But my general comment is that you've got to put a recombination. That will change your result, by the way, and the recombination of beryllium 7 and X. If you really want to calculate beryllium 7 plus lithium with, you know, as some degree of certainty in this model, you have to have reliable calculation for the recombination of beryllium 7 and X. Very good. There are no more questions. Let's thank Dr. Kisser.